Hello and welcome to the Simplifying Teenage Podcast with me, Dr. Smita Dipankar. As a teenager or young adult, you are now in your most exciting phase of life, which is full of possibilities, fun, and new experiences. But this is also a time when you have so many questions and confusion that can make your life look like a puzzle. So, I just want to tell you, you are in the right place. Because on this podcast, you will find the words and conversations that are meant to unlock your magical journey through these wonderful teenage years. So, let's get started. Did you listen to the previous episode? Are you taking baby steps every day to build the strongest bond with your parents? Are your parents happy now? How's the bonding going on so far? It's in progress? Wow, that's great. I'm so proud of you. Keep it up. Yes, I understand. It's not so easy and it takes time. And sometimes it can be too difficult and almost impossible to stop an argument with your parents with just a kiss and a hug. The biggest challenge happens at the time whenever your exams are around. Your parents are in panic mode. You are in a defensive mode. Your teachers are in attack mode. And your friends are in chill mode, right? And this is not a one-time challenge. It just keeps repeating again and again as if you're stuck in a loop. Every time that exams are there, it feels like Groundhog Day. Have you watched the movie Groundhog Day? It's a beautiful movie. Do watch it. You'll surely enjoy it. So, in the movie, Phil wakes up every morning repeatedly on 2nd of February, living it over and over again as if he's stuck in a time loop. He finally is able to come out of the loop only after he learns from his daily experiences and changes his story. Tell me, every time you have a test or an exam, why do you keep going through the same challenges again and again? Have you ever thought about it? Maybe you also need to change your story about exams to come out of that loop. Let's see if you can finally identify it in today's episode. Exams, what's your story? Are you ready? Let's start. How does a story originate? A story is created by a writer based on the feelings they feel, thoughts that are created, beliefs they hold, and actions they take when they put themselves in the positions of the characters in the story. The story's narrative takes place in their mind first before it comes on paper. Similarly, what kind of story does the word exam create in your mind? What are your F, T, B, and A? That's feelings, thoughts, beliefs, and actions related to exams. How do you feel about exams? Nervous, anxious, worried, fearful, stressed, pressured to excel, or excited and grateful for exams? What thoughts come to your mind when you think about exams? Oh, I haven't completed my portion yet. What do I do? What if I blank out in the exams? How will my parents react if my exams go bad? If I fail in my exams, how will I face everyone? Oh, I love exams. They are the best way to know where I stand. I love challenges. Exam is a challenge, so bring it on. What are your beliefs about exams? Are they limiting or empowering beliefs? Exams are always stressful. I score badly in exams. I am a loser when it comes to exams. My parents will hate me if I don't do well in my exams. My parents are never going to be proud of me, so why study for exams? Exams challenge me and bring out the best in me. I am the best and I always win over exams. What kind of actions do you take when exams are around the corner? Plan and work accordingly? Study harder? Or just procrastinate? Take too much of pressure and keep worrying? Or stop studying, get angry and upset, cry? Or relax, meditate, and get back on track with a lot of focus? Do you know that exams have been and still are the number one stressor and cause of anxiety and panic attack in teens? Let's explore why and how we can prevent it. For that, first, you need to know the loop you get stuck into as soon as you hear the word exams. Let's take the movie Groundhog Day and Phil as an analogy to discuss this. So the movie begins with Phil, a weatherman, who goes to a small town along with the crew and his producer Rita to cover the annual festivities of the Groundhog Day on 2nd of February. He is not at all excited about the assignment. He actually gives a half-hearted report about it, mocks the people in town, and just wants to leave the town as soon as possible. But a blizzard strikes and he is forced to stay in the town that night. Next day, he wakes up to find himself on the same day, 2nd of February again, and he thinks it's a deja vu. Initially, Phil doesn't know that he is stuck in a loop. He thinks it's a dream and keeps living it over and over again without understanding what's happening and why it's happening. Similarly, for you as a kid, you don't know anything about exams and you keep giving them over and over again without understanding much about them. Right? Later, Phil realizes that he's stuck in a loop. He confides in his friend Rita, who doesn't believe him, so she sends him to a neurologist and then a psychologist. They do guide them, but that doesn't help him much. For you, this is the stage when you finally realize that exams are going to be there always. Hence, you confide in your parents about your challenges related to it. They may guide you or send you for tuitions, which may or may not be of much help to you. As the movie proceeds, Phil now believes that whatever he does, he can't change the outcome. He will wake up on the same day again and again. Hence, he starts living as he wants to. And without worrying about the consequences, he just starts having fun, playing games, enjoying, partying, indulges in bad habits and behaviors. Just like that, when you keep studying over and over again, along with the ever-increasing pressure of exams and high expectations of your parents and teachers, you believe that nothing is going to change your outcome, that is, the results of your exams. So you think, why study? To take off the stress, I'd rather distract myself and chill. Hence, you start living as you want to. And without worrying about the consequences, you just sleep a lot, watch TV, play games more than studying. Suddenly, you find friends who are also not interested in exams. And maybe end up into bad company or get involved into risky habits and behaviors. Now, in spite of doing all these, deep down, Phil feels lonely and considers the loop as a curse, slowly going into depression. This may happen to you also, because even though you feel happy while distracting yourself in games and friends, deep down you are worried and you want to do well in exams, but you're not able to. Hence, you consider exams as a curse. You get scared, anxious, may even have thought blocks, panic attacks, and also slowly go into depression. Now comes the turning point in the movie when Phil is finally able to convince Rita that he's stuck in a loop and she actually stays with him throughout the day to understand what he is going through. She encourages him to think of the loop as a blessing instead of a curse. He suddenly gets it. He understands her perspective. Phil now decides to use his knowledge of the loop to change himself and others. He saves people from deadly accidents and misfortunes, learns to play the piano, sculpts ice, and even speak French. Every day, he keeps getting better and better at everything he does. This is exactly what I, as your life coach, encourage you to do. Think of exams as a blessing instead of a curse. Decide to use all your past experiences and knowledge about exams and your patterns of working during exams to change yourself. Open yourself to learning and winning. Learn new skills, change your feelings, thoughts, beliefs, and actions about exams to positive. Take exams as a challenge or a game and train yourself to win over them. Help and guide your friends and classmates to do the same. Be grateful for all the support you get from your parents, school, teachers, tuitions, and friends. One day, Phil reports on the Groundhog Day festivities with such passion that everyone stops working to listen to his speech. Rita too is amazed. Phil continues his day helping the people of the town. That night, Rita sees Phil's expert piano playing skills and also hears the townsfolk tell her adoring stories of Phil's good deeds. Phil finally admits to Rita that he feels happy and content even though he is stuck in the loop. The next day, when he wakes up, he finds that the scene outside has changed. And it's 3rd of February. Yay, he has finally come out of the loop. Similarly, one day, when you put in 100% of your effort, study with a lot of passion and give your exams with lots of love and belief, your parents and teachers will be amazed by you. They will not stop talking about your accomplishments. That night, when you rest your head on the pillow to sleep, you will feel happy, content, confident, and proud of yourself. Next day, when you wake up, you will see that the scene around you has changed too. You are no longer stressed about exams. You feel confident. Your teachers can't stop praising you. Your friends look up to you for help, and your parents are proud of you. You have finally come out of the loop of exam. Wow, congratulations. How are you feeling now? Happy? Excited? Relaxed? I use the movie Groundhog Day as an analogy to give you this message. When you change your story, you can change the outcome. It's in your hands and you can do it irrespective of which part of the story you're living right now. It's so simple and easy. So, do you want to change the outcome of your exams? Yes? So, let's change your story. How do you do it? Simple. Change your FTBA. My Law of Attraction coaches, Indu and Mitesh Khatri, taught me this, and I coach teens like you to do it. Though it works best with personal one-on-one coaching, as it's easier for me to customize it to every teenager's needs, but you can surely start the process now. Any support needed, you can always book a call with me. So are you ready to change your story by changing your FTBA? Great. Here's how you do it. This is a simple but a powerful activity. You can do it now, or when you're free later, you can listen to this part again and do it. Take a new page on a notepad or open the Notes app on your phone and start. Make two columns. In left column, write my present FTBA. And in the right column, my new FTBA. Just note I have shared a template of this as a free download in the show notes. So you can later on download it, print it out, and use it regularly. Start with feelings. Write how you feel about exams in the left column. Nervous, anxious, fearful, stressed. In the right column, write the opposite of these words. For example, for nervous, calm. Anxious is relaxed. Fearful, confident. Stressed, peaceful. Then, strike out the words in the left column. This is a very important step, so remember to do it, okay? Now, keep your right hand on your heart and say, I happily let go of all these old feelings. Now I'm feeling calm, relaxed, confident, and peaceful about all my exams. Next, write your thoughts on the left and change the present statements to new positive statements on the right. For example, change I hate exams to I love exams since they challenge me to become better each day. What if I blank out in the exams? Change it to my brain always recalls everything I studied. How will my parents react if my exams go bad? Change this to my parents love me and so always understand and support me. Now again, strike out the statements on the left and with your right hand on your heart, say, I happily let go of all these scary thoughts. I welcome my new optimistic thoughts about all my exams. Next comes your old beliefs on the left and change them to positive statements on the right. So from exams are always stressful to exams are exciting because they always bring out the best in me. I score badly in exams changes to my scores are better and improving with every exam. I am a loser when it comes to exam to I always win, be it games or exams. Now again, strike out the statements on the left and with your right hand on your heart, say, I happily let go of all these limiting beliefs. I am working with my empowering beliefs for all my exams. Then, for action, write down your present action on the left and change to positive plans on right. For example, procrastinate. So write, take baby steps. Take too much pressure. Meditate and focus. Stop studying. Change to plan and restart studying. Worrying to relaxed and confident. Now, again strike out the words on the left and with your right hand on your heart. Say, I happily let go of all these old actions. I am excitedly taking my action steps daily towards my success in all my exams. Yay! You have now successfully changed your storyboard exams by changing your FTBA. Isn't it simple and easy? Now, for the next 90 days, every morning and night, read your new FTB about exams, take consistent actions, and see the transformation in yourself. Wow! Congratulations! You learned and implemented the first step towards exam, mindset change. In the future episodes, I shall be sharing with you more facts, perspectives, and tips for exams. So, today onwards, whenever you hear the word exam, ask yourself, exams, what's my story? And your answer? I love exams. I am happy, confident, and passionate about exams. Till next episode, this is your host, Dr. Smita Dipankar, signing off. Let's simplify your teenage together. Hey, so how was this episode for you? What thoughts came to your mind when you heard this? Any questions or comments? If yes, feel free to share them over my email, smita@forevermagicalteens.in. And if you want more support from me in any area that you are struggling with, whether it is academics or concerns about the future, exam stress or friendships or issues with your parents or anything else related to teenage, check out my website www.drsmitadipankar.com to know about my one-on-one life coaching programs. I can work with you to help you find solutions, empower you to stay motivated and enjoy your teenage like never before. Remember to follow and rate this podcast and tune in for the next episode as I talk about another topic that simplifies teenage.